Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy day, everyone. This is another Sunday Morning Tama Talk by Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit, the esteemed abbot of Wat Lung Poso, Tamakayaram, in Dumnern Sariwak district of Ratpuri Province, Thailand. I'm your interviewer, Prat Kru Bharika Dr. Bartanyana Thiro from the United States. Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most respected meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators, dedicated to revitalizing Buddhism with equal emphasis on Dhamma study and meditation practice, spiced with scientific exploration. He's led Wat Lung Poso to become a recognized center of excellence at provincial, regional, national, and global levels. The temple is the national coordination center for all provincial meditation institutes in Thailand, as well as an associated institution of the World Buddhist University. Welcome, Venerable Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit. We look forward to more of your inspiring wisdom. This will be our 25th Sunday Tama Talk, starting a new year of our popular series. This is a big week for Buddhism. Can you let our listeners know what is coming up?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We have two major Buddhist holidays this week. On Tuesday the 7th, we celebrate Asalaha Puja, the day that Lord Buddha delivered the first sermon, the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, and ordained the first monk, marking the beginning of Buddhism as a religion. On Wednesday the 8th, we celebrate Kaupansa, the entering of the rains, which is the beginning of the three-month Buddhist Lent.
Thank you, sir. Now let's get down to our broadcast. Today we'll continue our segment on Lord Buddha's highest blessings. Could you please begin by summarizing briefly our last broadcast?
We have been studying life's highest blessings as listed in the Mangala Sutta. Lord Buddha offers 38 lessons for fruitful living in 10 profile verses. An angel asked, what are life's luckiest charms? And Lord Buddha has truly recognized that good fortune derives not from luck, but from virtuous behavior based on right wisdom. It is the practice of Dhamma that is truly auspicious. Thus, Lord Buddha responded with the Mangala Sutta, in which each verse details beneficial behaviors or supporting factors. The last broadcast covered three auspicious behaviors, avoiding evil, intoxicants, and carelessness. For lay persons, the essentials of avoiding evil are following the five precepts. Don't kill, steal, commit adultery, use improper speech, or get addicted to intoxicants. These precepts avoid the five major causes of rebirth in hell. Self-control avoids causing personal suffering and suffering to others. Refraining from intoxicants is critical because when drunk, one tends to break all the other precepts. Addiction, whether to alcohol, drugs, or smoking, brings disastrous consequences in both health and social life. This includes cirrhosis of the liver, delirium tremens, loss of employment, marital separation, divorce, and homelessness. After death, addicts are born in Maharoruwa hell for an extremely long time. Finally, avoiding carelessness means living mindfully every second of every day. There is no forgiveness. Once an evil act has been committed, the consequences are unavoidable. We must therefore be always asking ourselves, am I doing the right thing? Am I saying the right thing? Am I thinking the right thing? Ultimately, mindfulness practice, both inward in meditation and outward in action, is the path to nirvana. Lord Buddha's last word was appamatta, don't be careless.
Thank you, Dr. Pratyajanwisen. Now, Venerable Sir, what is the next verse that we will study today?
Today we continue with verse 8 of the Mangala Sutta, which lists 5 interrelated auspicious behaviors, practicing respect, humility, contentment, gratitude, and at listening to Dhamma. Karavo janivato cha santutti cakatanyuta. Kalena tamatsavannang etamang kalamuttamang. Practicing respect and humility, contentment and gratitude, and at listening to Dhamma. These are most auspicious. Let's take respect and humility together. Respect is appreciation of others, and humility is modesty about oneself. Both help counter egotism. The Bali word karavo means showing reverence, respect, or appreciation. We should express such veneration, esteem, and admiration for those who exhibit good behavior or right conduct in action, speech, and thought, especially for our tutors, parents, teachers, and monks, and other respected authorities. Similarly, we should show reverence for religious objects, such as Buddha statues or relics. A good way to show respect is being a good listener, attending closely to what others say, understanding their perspective, and, when possible, offering insightful advice. The word nivato means humility, courtesy, or politeness. An unassuming attitude keeps one always open for more learning throughout life, and modesty in public presents an attractive, friendly demeanor that draws acquaintances closer. Both respect and humility counter the lax egotistical tendency towards arrogance. Demonstrating reverence or appreciation and modesty or humility is highly auspicious. The third auspicious behavior is contentment. The Bali word of contentment, santutti, is based on the word santi, meaning calm, tranquility, or peace, which is sometimes used as bliss to mean nirvana. So the secret to feeling comfortable and fulfilled is curbing cravings, the voracious desires that spring up incessantly in the heart. Need is easily satisfied, but greed is insatiable. He who knows when enough is enough will always be content.
Now, sir, please tell us about the fourth auspicious behavior, gratitude.
Let's begin by understanding the concepts. The Bali word for gratitude is katanyu. It means, first, recognizing that one has been the recipient of valuable help from the benefactor, and second, feeling thankful for the kindness. Katanyu is usually paired with kataveti, which means expressing this feeling through words and deeds. Lord Buddha identified 2 types of people who are very hard to find in this stingy world. First is the initial benefactor, Pupakari, who selflessly volunteers to help those in need. But even harder to find is the recipient who recognizes his debt to the benefactor's kindness and does something to try to repay katanyu katavetita. Here, I would like to express gratitude to Mahinda Vijayasinghe of Sri Lanka, whose article on gratitude in www.buddhistelibrary.org was helpful in organizing the following thoughts. The person endowed with gratitude exhibits faithfulness, integrity, and nobility. Lord Buddha considered gratitude an extremely important component of mental training. At one point, he said that four things were necessary for entry into heaven: right action, right speech, right thought, and gratitude. Like humility and modesty, appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude are powerful virtues for overcoming the natural tendencies towards greediness, stinginess, arrogance, conceit, and egotism. They lead to recognition of our interconnectedness, seeing how the efforts of parents, teachers, and friends have all contributed to one's own successes, supported by the foundation of stored knowledge in one's social and cultural heritage. One should feel gratitude, especially towards parents, secular teachers, and spiritual friends, Kalyanamit, and guides. Gratitude towards parents is best expressed by fulfilling their wishes in five ways: supporting them in their old age, serving them by looking after their particular desires, continuing their family line, carrying on their business and cultural heritage, and making merit for them after their death. One should also express gratitude toward teachers in five ways: standing to receive the teacher, entering ahead of time to receive the teacher, listening to and following the teacher, making appropriate offerings as signs of respect, and studying the arts and science taught with respect. For Buddhists, the most important spiritual guides to thank are Lord Buddha, the Dhamma or teachings, and the Sangha or body of monks. One should pay them gratitude in six ways: firmly rejecting all evil, establishing oneself solidly in doing good, helping others with beautiful intentions, always listening to learn more Dhamma, practicing the Dhamma. One is learned to perfection, and telling others the way to heaven.
Thank you very much, Venerable Sir. Now, specifically, what should Buddhists do this week to show gratitude to Lord Buddha on Asala Bhuja Day?
Most importantly, Asala Bhuja commemorates Lord Buddha's first sermon, marking the beginning of Buddhism. Celebrate by going to your temple to participate in listening to the Dhamma Jagappavattana Sutta. Also read and study the sermon on your own, contemplating the Four Noble Truths. This will constitute Kalena Dhammasavanang, or attending to Dhamma on appropriate occasions, which is today's fifth and final auspicious behavior. Some temples schedule a group Vientiane walking meditatively three times around the Buddha statue with flowers, candles, and incense. This is a formal expression of gratitude for Lord Buddha. You can also do it informally on your own. While at the temple, observe the beginning of the Buddhist Lent by donating things for monks to use during the 3 months retreat. Traditional gifts include umbrellas, toothpastes and brushes, soap, towels, and candles or light bulbs.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We deeply appreciate your wisdom. Now please lead us in a few moments of meditation.
Today, we will begin by requesting the five precepts first, and then continue on to meditation.
Mayang Pante Wising Wusung Rakanataya De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama Tutiyambi Mayang Pante Wisung Wisung Rakanataya De Saranena Saha Banja Silani Yajama Datiyambi Mayang Pante Wisung Wisung Rakanataya de saranena saha vanja silani yaja ma.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Panati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Panati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinadana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Musavata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura meraya macha pama tathana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Sura meraya macha pama tathana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness.
Imani pancha sikha padani silena sukhating yanti.
Sathu.
Silena bhoga sampada.
Sathu.
Silena nipputing yanti tatsama silang visothaye.
Sathu.
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue, if available. Now, we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left. Palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahang, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinja, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision,
memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops perfectly still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm and equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience, the greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within. Due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances, continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, the sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center. Each one inside the previous one, the spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana or insight appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of the bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditating position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head and the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant bodies appear, becomes each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merit that we have made in this meditation and previously together with all of our loving kindness with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers, and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peaceful, happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Prataraj Ghanvisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Lompa Sot any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30. And Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org or en.dhammakaya.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.